It's National Travel and Tourism Week. We've heard about Grand Rapids and the Edge of the Wilderness, as well as the Iron Range and Ely. And we just heard about Park Rapids and Bemidji. And joining us now from the Brainerd area, Visit Brainerd, is Mary. Mary, thanks so much for being with us. We appreciate it.
Thank you. I appreciate the opportunity.
So what is special in terms of people coming into Brainerd? What is special about the Brainerd area?
Well, Brainerd really, in my humble opinion, I know we've talked to a lot of great people, really helped put Minnesota tourism on the map in some respects. We've got a long history of resort tourism and hotel tourism and just opportunities where you can find a little bit of everything depending on what you're looking for. And the area has grown and developed from the small mom-and-pop resorts to five-star national level resorts, and then several hotels that also provide water park and opportunities for people to come and enjoy everything we've got in the area.
And are you gearing up for opening fishing this weekend? What are your expectations?
We are. You know, we've been watching the water closely. As several of the lakes, the smaller lakes, are open. Gull Lake is one of the major fisheries in the Brainerd Lakes area, and big parts of the bay, Wilson Bay, Holmes Point, some of those areas are open. So with the sunny skies, warm weather, and the wind we've got, we think the rest of it will be open, but I'm not, you know, I don't know for sure. We've got guides that are checking, so keep an eye on our Facebook and our website for final updates on that. But a lot of the other area lakes are looking good as well.
Yeah, I was going to say, so it doesn't look like we're going to have any situations where people have to cancel any opening fishing trips. They're going to find open water somewhere.
They'll find open water somewhere. And as long as people, you know, once you get out on some of those larger lakes where ice is still moving, you know, if you stay in the bays that are near the highway and that type of thing, you should be just fine. So,
so what if I were only have one day to be in the area? What would you recommend?
You know, it depends on what you're looking for. If it's we've got great opportunities for people to come and bike. We've got hundreds of miles of paved trail. I know you just talked to the ladies up in the Bemidji and Park Rapids area. You could bike all the way from Bemidji to Pequot Lakes to Merrifield, all around this area on the Paul Bunyan State Trail. We are only 10 miles away from the Cuyuna Lakes mountain bike trail system, and we have a lot of people that come and stay in Brainerd and go do that. That's the red dirt trails that are being developed in the reclaimed iron ore mines over there. Families often come and spend a day, and they'll go to the water park, and then they'll go to, you know, the zoo, which is new in the last few years, Safari North Zoo, Northland Cart Country, Paul Bunyan Land is a great day trip. So we've got a lot of different opportunities depending on if you're truly looking for outdoor or if you want to just come and do a family day.
And one of the things about Brainerd is, I mean, they're known for their lakes and their mine pits, but you also have a small racetrack there, don't you?
We do. Brainerd International Raceway, which is actually nationally recognized. Every August we hold the NHRA Nationals, which is the top fuel drag and kind of one of the circuit races for people who are interested in that. But then all summer long they've got several other series and types of cars, races. The races start here in just a couple of weeks with the major circuits. Or you can come and go to driving school, or it's open on Wednesday nights for people to come and do street rod racing up and down the track. But yeah, Brainerd International Raceway is celebrating its 50th anniversary, believe it or not, this year. So they've got a lot of special activities happening if you're interested in that kind of thing.
That's Mary from Visit Brainerd as we have celebrated National Travel and Tourism Week. We're hoping to check in with you in the midsummer. So Mary, thanks so much for the info.
Thank you.